Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust. Getting your day started off right.
You should sing it like you came in the door singing it.
I didn't sing it.
Yes, you did. From Singing in the Rain, Donald O'Connor.
What are you talking about?
Gene, what's his name? Whoever the female lead, they did that song. Good morning, good morning. You don't remember that?
I do remember that. Yes,
you were singing. You don't. I mean, for you.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's a. It's a crude definition of the term or use of the term, but singing is what you were trying to do. Interesting. So anyway, good morning to everybody. We appreciate you being with us. We got a good show for you. Today is going to be mostly about you, the listener. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to open the phone lines early. We're going to try to get Dave from Waterwork Plumbing in here. Boy, he's a tough guy to track down at 10:30. Just spend a little bit of time with us.
And
plumbers are so tough to find. You know, it's such a difficult thing for us to get good, dependable plumbers. And Waterwork has been an awesome one for us, and we've had a couple others that we've referred over the years, so we've been blessed in that regard. It's just one of those things. So we're looking forward to that. That'll be at 10:30, but the rest of the show, we'll have the phone lines open, right?
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897, taking any and all of your phone calls throughout the day.
Absolutely. Well,
what a fun, you know, I was
up until noon.
When I woke up this morning, Chuck, part of me thought about calling Victor and asking him if we can, like, instantly give away another roof. I want to be outside today. That was wonderful yesterday, being outside broadcasting like that. What a beautiful day. And
if you could count on that
warmer
kind of weather.
Well, no, I mean, when I woke up this morning, you know, go get in your list, grab some, let's go out there today. What a beautiful day it's going to be. I think it's probably, you know, the last beautiful days we're going to have this year. I mean,
oh, for heaven's sake, you and your last time around. No, we'll have more.
In December, we're going to get 70s, November.
I don't know about 70s, but we'll have beautiful days.
We will, but we're going to be in the 70s today, next couple of days. Great, great time to get out and get that work done before the real bad weather. Well, we had snow on Monday, and now it's beautiful in 70. You never know. We could have 12 inches of snow next week, and you forgot to get your list done before the cold weather hit.
Shame, shame, shame.
And then you would tell your wife she has to do it.
Yeah. For all the good that would do me, I'll tell you. I'm not going to go there. Not going to go there. Hey, Michigan State did not lose yesterday. The Lions did not lose last week. So if you're a sports buff, we got some good stuff going on.
Next weekend, buddy.
I wonder if Dave Rieger's made any money on
this. What's the
bet? Oh, God. How many points?
You know what? I can't say that. Never mind. Anytime, as a Michigan fan, I talk any smack, whether it be about Michigan State or the team down south, it comes back to bite me. So I'm not. I decided last year I didn't say one thing, not one smack word, and my team did really well last year. What? So I'm not going to do it this year either, because Michigan State could lose every game, but when they play Michigan, they play like national champions. So I'm not gonna talk any smack.
Shocked. I really am firmly entrenched in Michigan's corner this year. They
look great,
solid and disciplined.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't watch anything they do and go, "That's a fluke." And when you got good line play on both sides of the ball, to me, that's the recipe for success. So. Yeah, my money's on Michigan, big time.
Yeah, I agree as well. And then you're obviously going to be in front of the TV today, right, watching the Lions?
My wife will be, so I'll probably be intermittently. It's funny, you and I both yesterday went out. You said you mowed the lawn yesterday. I cut the grass yesterday, trying to get the leaves, most of the leaves, not all of them. Actually, leaves are good mulch.
Oh, I agree. I did the exact same thing. Yeah. Drove right over them. Yep.
But I've got a couple of silver maples that drop big enough piles of leaves that I've got to get out there and rake them up. And
you know, I'm getting old enough now that I'm starting to see a trend. I'm just now starting to notice it.
Just before
really
you die.
Dry, late summers, we get the prettiest colors with the trees. And I've noticed that in the past. We had the most beautiful colors this year. The sugar maples were so vibrant orange and red this year. I hope everyone noticed it, but we had beautiful colors.
Yeah, and you know what? What occurred to me was one of the reasons for that was the leaves stayed on the trees. We didn't have a lot of rain and wind, so you had fully leafed trees, so you could see the shape of the tree, of the canopy, and you had that beautiful color. A lot of times you'll have the tree will be half-leafed, and it's pretty, but it's not beautiful.
You're absolutely, you know, it's funny. I was thinking the exact same thing yesterday, that they held their leaves longer, the big,
yes.
And because we have one right outside of our side house, probably, 40 yards away. And it was so pretty this year.
Yeah.
But the leaves went off like that. When they fell, they all fell, like 2 days, they all fell.
Yeah. I was enjoying pulling into our sub the last couple of weeks because, you know, everybody's got some kind of sugar maple or whatever. And they were all turning and keeping their leaves. And I just, boy, if I was any good with a camera, which I'm not, could have got some beautiful pictures.
What do you mean you're not good with the camera? You have a phone. It's really hard to be bad with a camera.
Well, guess what? Guess who discovered how to do that? Be bad. Really, it's funny. I'll be with my daughters both have good eyes for that. And they'll take beautiful pictures of the same thing I just took a picture of, and mine looks terrible. Anyway.
When we get back from break, we're going to talk to Lynn from Beverly Hills, along with taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUY.
And we want to remind everybody when the rains finally come. And for those of you that have been blessed with good foundations, don't worry about it. You don't have to listen. But for those of you that might have rod holes or cracks or water infiltration, you're going to want the name and phone number of Foundation Solutions 360. Ken and Chuck. Test.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. You have Ken and Chuck, the Inside Outside Guys, for the next 2 hours. Give us a call with any and all of your housing questions, just like Lynn from Beverly Hills. Good morning, Lynn. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. I have two concrete steps to my front porch, and I recently noticed on some very, very thin, you know, very narrow cracks on the surface, really only about an eighth of an inch, very small, but I want to be proactive. I want to delay having to replace the entire steps as long as possible. Is there a product that I can use to fill the cracks? And if so, can I do it now?
And it was yes, ma'am.
Cooler weather?
That's a yes to both. Are they precast steps, or are they steps that are purchased and then laid?
No, they're cast by a concrete guy.
I apologize. Okay, good. They're poured steps. They're
cast in place.
Cast in place.
Poured,
good.
Yes, poured, yeah.
Good. Okay, yes. What you need to do is wash that really well. If you just take your hose and you squirt it right into those cracks and then take a brush it out and let it dry. And then just before you put the substance I'm going to tell you about, you just blow it out with a can of air or a leaf blower, just something to get any dust out of there. It's a product called Sika, S-I-K-A, Flex, F-L-E-X.
Okay.
Now, would you use Sika Flex on the really thin cracks?
If they were hairline cracks, then I'd probably just put a sealer over it. But something that's an eighth of an inch thick, like you're talking about, what you're going to do by doing this is stop any water from getting down there and freezing and making it worse. So you're being very proactive and could be saving yourself thousands of dollars. So go buy a tube of that and make sure you buy the trowelable, not the self-leveling. Very important. Self-leveling is very hard for people to handle because it runs out like syrup.
Painter's masking tape?
Depending on what the crack is like, yeah. Depending on what the crack is like. If it's not a seam, it'll be tough to do.
I just think of it, if they're really narrow, how do you keep it from getting on the rest of the concrete around?
Well, if it's 3/8 and it's trowelable and you cut that hole in the top of it really thin, you fill that crack in. And the best thing people can do, especially when you're doing a little bit of caulking, is some soap and water, stick your finger in it and smooth it out, and you're going to seal that crack up and stop anything from getting in. Then, though, I would buy some sealer, and I would seal the entire step as well, just stop any water from penetrating through. Okay?
Perfect. And that'd be a clear water-based, breathable.
Yeah, you can get it. No, I don't think you can get the Sikaflex at Ace Hardware. That is sold at the Home Depot. I've seen it there. And just go to the concrete section, and you'll see it in yellow tubes.
And again, one's a flowable, one's a trowelable.
Yes, exactly.
Trowelable, so make sure you get the trowel.
And I tried spelling trowelable, and spell check doesn't like it anyway. Anyway, I
was trying to think of that.
I did it phonetically, so I'm good.
Okay.
Bless your heart.
And that's a polyurethane. That's a polyurethane caulk that will really do a good job of that. What's your next question?
Well, can I do it in this weather? I mean, is there a certain temperature that's better to do it?
No, you're fine. This is great temperature. This is great temperature to do about anything into construction trades.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Very proactive to do stuff like this just before the weather hits. We were talking earlier about how quick weather can change. We all know that, you know, in the morning it starts raining and it's 60 degrees. By night that rain turns to snow and it's 30 degrees or less. And that water that gets into that crack will freeze and make that crack larger. Water always wins, so make sure you anything like this around your house. Yeah, the seam between your house and your driveway, if you have a void or a crack between your porch and your house, those are all areas. By caulking those and filling those, not only will you stop the water from going down there, but you also stop migration from any insects that may be going through there as well.
Absolutely. Nope. I love it. And putting that sealer, you know, I don't think we can say that enough. You know, just a water-based, clear, breathable sealer. You can apply it with a short-napped roller on your concrete, your sidewalk, your steps, all those.
Yep. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are wide open. Give us a call.
Hey, want to remind everybody, was it last week we talked to Christian from Christian's Gutters?
Yes.
Gosh, it's been such a busy season already. That company will install decorative lighting on your house that is programmable throughout the year. The idea is it's permanent, it stays on the house, but it's programmable in various colors and patterns and those kinds of things. So I think that's such a neat niche business that people want.
Accent lighting on houses has become bigger and bigger ever since they started buying making the solar lights that you can put in your garden, you know, on the side.
Absolutely.
And now they have them, like Christian's Gutter has, they can literally drill them or screw them to the bottom of your gutter. And in you name the time of year. What's really neat, Chuck, is you can change the colors.
Yeah.
So from blue to white.
Programmable.
Programmable. Yeah. So in
LED
Christmas time.
Rope lights.
Christmas time, they're green and red. In July, they're just clear.
Yeah.
Clear, beautiful.
Next week, they'd be orange.
There you go. You're right.
I know. And Easter, people will come up with a pastel, I'm sure.
Pink and light blue.
But that's a neat business. They are expert at it. They make it disappear. I mean, you don't drive up to your house and see where they're attached during the day. You just benefit from the accent at night when it's dark.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It really is. It really is
cool.
It's a great thing. And Chuck, yesterday you and I were at a job site with Victor's Roofing, and we're looking at those gutters, and those were a standard 5-inch gutters. I think for that house, that gutter system works fine.
I wonder what they're putting on today. They're putting new gutters on today.
5-inch. They're putting 5-inch on. Yeah, I asked Victor that yesterday.
Gotcha.
So they're putting new 5-inch now. But for a lot of other houses, I have those really big elevations. I mean, if you look at your house and you've got a giant section of roof and you get a gully washer, giant rain, does your gutter system handle that rain, or does it wash over? And I tell you, when you put a 5-inch gutter next to a 6-inch gutter, it's amazing how much bigger that 6-inch gutter
looks. You don't see it from the ground.
You're right.
Or even a 7-inch, you don't notice it until you realize water's not running over. The steeper your roof slope, the more roof area you have, bottom line. Doesn't matter. Your house hasn't gotten any bigger or smaller, but you've got a steeper roof, you got more roof area, you got more water to catch, and, of course, it's going to come down faster because it is a steeper slope.
Absolutely. And this is the time of year that you really, I mean, this is the time of year you really want to make sure that your downspouts are clear. You want to make sure they're going well away from the house. You know, Chuck, when I was at Christian's Gutters this week, they were showing me their hinges, and you and I talk about how important this is for a downspout. I can't tell people how many times I've walked around houses and seen their extended downspout crushed by the lawnmower. The end's just flat, which totally, totally renders it not only useless, but worse for you, worse for the house by having that done. Now they have these little hinges you can put on those downspouts, and Christian Gutters has them, that you just flip it up before you mow. And, you know, it's the simple stuff, you know.
It is the simple stuff. I told you, we used to make our own. We used to use pop rivets, and we would cut the end of those such that you could stand the extension up against the vertical downspout conductor pipe and mow, and then even heavy rains would drop those back down, even though that wasn't the intention of it. You're supposed to manually do it, but
right.
So, yeah, I agree with you. So little things that make such a difference. Matter of fact, it makes such a big difference. I remember when you and I have been working with Foundation Systems of Michigan forever, FSM. They do great work. But they started a separate gutter company.
Yeah, you're right.
Just because they knew how important it was.
You're right. Hey, we got a great new team partner. We introduced him just last week. And he's on the east side. And he installs probably more generators that he can still get right now.
Yeah,
generators.
Got them in stock.
For homeowners out there. But besides generators, he'll tell you, he'll do the smallest job you have. You need someone to just come out and change out a couple switches, a couple plugs aren't acting right. You have any electrical issues whatsoever, you want to check out our fantastic new team partner, Lake Point Electric.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you, a week from today, we will be at Window World.
Yes, sir.
You and I, broadcasting live, trying to fill a couple of trucks full of perishable items that can be given away by the Open Door Outreach at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in White Lake through the generosity of the Sheena family that own Window World Detroit.
Yes, sir. Hey, one second. We're going to have our good friend Dave from Waterwork Plumbing on, but we told Sharon we'd take her phone call first. Sharon, you're on with the guys. Are you there, Sharon?
Apparently not.
Dave, let's bring Dave on from Waterwork Plumbing.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, having a good day so far.
Are you resting today? Because we know you're, you know, running, you know, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. You get a chance to rest at all?
Yes. Actually, got both days of the weekend off, so enjoying it for sure.
Well, good. Bless your heart. Hey, after the heavy rains and floods we had last summer, are people calling Waterwork Plumbing to do backflow testing at all, or to check their drains and make sure that ahead of time that everything's functioning properly?
Yes. Thankfully, you know, I remember talking to guys about that when that happened last summer. That has calmed down some, so we're doing a lot more maintenance type work. But definitely getting into a lot of homes and either doing the maintenance, or if they're having issues, cleaning those lines out, and then taking a quick look with the camera just to see, you know, if this is something they can maintain once a year, or if, you know, something more is needed, like one of those systems you're talking about.
We get a lot of people that everything's working well in the house except in that one bathroom, that one toilet they flush, they always get a gurgle.
We get that all the time.
Don't we?
Yeah, we do. Dave, can you talk to that, please?
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing that comes to mind when we get those phone calls is, you know, some sort of a vent blockage. So you flush the toilet and say the bathtub starts to gurgle. So, you know, that system, just like, you know, if you're drinking a pop with a straw and you put your finger on it, it'll hold the water with the same sort of concept. If your vent is blocked, when you go to flush the toilet and it's pulling for that air, it can't use the vent, so it'll look for other sources. So you'll get, you know, the bathtub is a common one where you get some burping out of that. So a lot of times we need to go, you know, just up on the roof and clear that line, put a cable down, and sometimes easier than others. You know, you get some of these 2-3 story roofs, those can be fun to work on, but yeah, very common issue, and usually not a big deal to get corrected.
You know, I love it. It's not a big deal for a professional plumber like Waterwork.
Exactly. And that's where I'm going to next, Dave, because Chuck and I are always trying to let people know things they can do around their house to maintain and save money, basically avoid calling people like you in an emergency. Are there any tips that you can give people, whether it comes to their plumbing system, their water heater, that can help them maintain them better?
Sure. Well, you know, one thing that that comes to mind right away, I just did it myself. You know, as we start getting towards colder weather, go outside, and if you're not using the hoses anymore, just connect them from the spigot, because it's easy to forget about it. And you know, a lot of times if you have you know, some sort of sprayer on the end of your hose, that entire thing is filled with water. You know, if we get like a flash freeze, it could travel up and cause some damage if it were to freeze the actual spigot. And you know, in terms of things around the house, you know, just, you know, I always, when I see people in their kitchens and they're just putting whatever down the garbage disposal, yes, the garbage disposal, it'll chew up anything, but the pipes beyond that, you know, so you gotta just be mindful of what you're putting down the drains, especially those, my own wife, I love her to pieces. And sometimes it's just, oh my goodness, you know, you know how many phone calls I get from what you're doing right there?
Yeah, but she's got you, so
yeah, she's got me, you know, yeah. So I guess so. So, but those are two things that come to mind that, you know, are easy things to look at. And, yeah, when I disconnected the hoses the other day, I just knew that I would forget about it. And I had a moment that I was thinking about it, and I said, okay, you know, so if I need it, I can hook it back up. But, you know,
bless your heart. Ken talked to one of our listeners the other day who was getting water in their basement, and come to find out the sump pump switch wasn't working. So the sump pump wasn't working.
Right.
Oh, right. You know, we get a lot of calls like that where, you know, you go down. You know, that's one thing, like if you say your sump pump is out and you're waiting for the plumber, sometimes you can go down and kind of just grab the pipe of the sump pump and just wiggle it a little bit, and it'll kick the switch on. That's huge. And just enough, you know, so it'll true. Pump that water so up. True. But then we'll have folks that be like, oh, well, it's fine. Well, it's just that switch is going to go out again in the next couple of weeks or months, or and do that again. So very common problem on a sump pump. And you can fix a switch on a sump pump, but very, very rarely is it done. Normally when that happens, it's time to change the pump. We usually say about 7 years is an average amount of time for a sump pump. Some you get a whole lot longer, but the average is 7 years.
Yeah, I think Chuck's yours is, what, 20-some years probably now?
22.
Yeah, but it doesn't run very often.
I've got a brand-new, very high-quality one sitting in a box on a shelf close by.
Right, in case it does go down. Dave, we are all hearing stories about, especially from the municipalities, about the wipes and how big issues the wipes are. Are they becoming an issue? Do you see more people using them, and do you see it plugging up the residential systems?
Yes, wipes and hygiene products, they're just the worst. You know, if you take a piece of toilet paper, you know, that breaks apart easily. But if you ever grab a wipe, you might as well be throwing rags down your drain. And you know, if they start to collect, and they're some of the hardest blockages to get out, because you know, you could run your cable down there with the saw on the end and get hung up in a bunch of those. And now you can't cut yourself free almost. You hope to release that blockage, but, you know, yeah, they're just a nightmare. And we beg everybody not to use them, you know. I think it's getting through some, but I wish that we could do more as a society, because, I mean, everybody's seen the pictures of the fatbergs that, you know, go into the main sewers, but, you know, those wipes contribute to that. And, yes, please throw those in the garbage, because they're just a real nuisance to get rid of.
I don't understand why they still say flushable. Yeah, they are flushable, but once they're flushed, yeah, there's issues with that. I mean, to
you
me,
can flush a cue ball.
You're right.
In some toilets.
I remember there was a major toilet brand that had, you know, you could flush golf balls down the toilet. I remember that was, you know, yeah. So yeah, you could, but you wouldn't. So yeah, if you're doing that, it's really got to stop, because we, you know, just really, really one of those sore spots that we just don't like to deal with if we don't have to.
Now, when you first got on, Chuck mentioned backflow preventers. And you said that's slowing down, but I know two times in the last 10 years where probably everybody out there could have used a backflow preventer. I mean, we're talking about, it was 2013, we had the 100-year rain, and then last year, it's a 100-year rain, but really nowadays it's a 10-year rain. talk to how important those are, because most people out there don't know what one is, don't even know that they need one. Can you explain what
you
happens with those
rains?
Our buddy
Paul W. about it. Yeah, right. He knows.
Absolutely. So, gosh, been doing plumbing since, you know, the mid-90s, and have put in far more of these systems in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, really. I mean, I always have put them in, but they're really, really a lot of them going in. And what it is sometimes if we have these major rains, and if the overall municipal system gets overwhelmed, we're finding, you know, like when we had, you know, last summer, for instance, there's just so much water to be dealt with. So if the city can't drain, well, it's going to go, you know, just like anywhere, it's going to go back into some of these houses. And you would go into houses where, you know, a few times I hear the plumbers call on the phone where they go to take the clean out cap off of, you know, to try to snake the drain, and they get a geyser coming up into the basement. So they slam that cap back down, because we know that that's not a blockage that is, you know, it's being created further downstream. So the backflow preventer systems, backwater valve, essentially a check valve, a one way valve that will, you know, only let you kind of flush out, not let things come back at you. And then we can make these systems better by, now we've protected the house, we can then divert any water that's trying, because if the water can't leave, where all the other water trying to leave your house, where is it going to go? We can have that diverted to a sump pump to temporarily eject that water outside, away from the house, until, you know, we get things back to, you know, normal draining. So it's essentially check valves with a bypass, just to get you, one, to stop all that water coming at you, and two, get you some temporary relief until things get back to, you know, where we can clear the line for you.
That was very well explained. So now's the time to get something like that, right? Before you have the event where you wish you had it.
Yeah, because, when we have these major rains, these major, you know, I remember, you know, last year when I literally every time it would rain, I would get scared that the phone was going to go berserk because there was so much of this. So yeah, now it's, you know, now in the calm, get this done so that you have peace of mind for that.
Dave, can you stick around for a little while, please?
Absolutely.
Do you mind? All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Dave from Waterwork Plumbing. In the meantime, Chuck, we all talked about what the coming Christmas, what a great present to give somebody before the holidays than a new paint job.
You're thinking of your bride.
I am. That was one of the best presents I ever gave her.
You can do it in the kitchen, the total upgrade on the cabinets, cabinet doors and drawers. You can do it on the stair rails. You can do it on the walls and ceilings, interior or exterior, and one company will do it all.
One company? That company must be MacFarlane Painting.
And Dave Graylin,
owner, chief cook, bottle washer, the man everything falls upward towards at Waterwork Plumbing, a company we
it
love.
It flows up to Dave.
Hey, I probably shouldn't say that about a plumbing company, but if you own the company, then you deal with everything that company deals with on a day-to-day basis, don't you, Dave?
Yes, that's for sure, and it takes all kinds. But, you know, that being said, I really got to throw a shout out to the team. They don't know what I can do. I can navigate the boat, but I can't row it at the same time. So I got a lot going on, but thanks to growing company and all the people that make us a team there at Waterwork.
Growing company. I wonder when you're going to open up the next location.
Sometimes thinking about getting something on the east side, we're in Ferndale now, but it'd be nice. A lot of my folks live over in the Roseville Fraser area. So I was like, oh, maybe I can get another spot over there so I don't have to drive so far, to come to work.
How many, vans are you up to now, Dave?
We're running 16 vans now and hope to continue the growth. Really like to hire guys that are not sure what they want to do for a career and bring them in as apprentices and teach them the trade and give them a career. So as we speak, I have three apprentices now who are helping our journeyman plumbers out there and learning on a daily basis. So hope to have them in a truck in the next, 6 years or 6 years, 6 months to a year.
Will men or women work equally in this trade? Have you seen
absolutely.
That?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk. Yeah. One of the gal that helped us out, she has since retired, but she was with us for a bunch of years and she did really well. Men, women, we really encourage everybody to really give us a shot. If you're, college is for a lot of people, but I feel the trades are often overlooked and we can definitely give you a very good career, good living in the trades, whether it's, plumbing,
Dave,
electrical,
you're pulling
you name
our string. You're pulling our string, like just trying to get us to talk about this, because I really want people to hear what Dave's saying out there. And this is so important. There are people out there that aren't college bound. Heck, let's admit it. There are people out there that aren't high school bound. Okay.
There's a lot of people in college that shouldn't be.
You're right. And Dave's telling you that, let's say you're a young person out there, you're 15, you're 16, you're 18, you're 20. Come work for him, and he will give you a career where you can raise your family, buy a home, buy a vehicle, have insurance, and never, and I mean never, be out of work.
Exactly.
You get into the plumbing trades now, you will never be without a job.
Go to Europe and be a plumber once Dave trains you. You could go anywhere. I know.
Exactly. Dave, I think you're like most owners out there. You would rather train somebody in the Waterwork way of doing things than having someone come in that's been with someone for 20 years and try to teach them the new way of doing it. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's absolutely, fair to say. So many times, the guys that have been, that'll call and have been doing it 10, 15, never works out, and that's,
right.
the guys that are really that good, they've been doing it, they're not looking for a job, unfortunately. You know what I mean? I mean, good for them, but for me, those guys are, they're very well taken care of, and they don't need to bounce around. So, yeah, a big portion of the company at Waterwork is guys that have started with little to no experience and are now just really making up the core of what we do, and so. Even guys and gals that maybe didn't, stay here. I think that's going to be hopefully one of my legacies when I retire one day, to know that there's a whole another generation of people that, was able to, further this trade that has done so much for myself and my family.
Because
there'll be all these people out there that started with us.
How cool. Hey, let's touch on water heaters. We're going to run out of time. We gave a lot of questions. Should I replace my old tank heater with a tankless? What's the perspective of the professional plumber on that, Dave?
Tanklesses are getting more and more popular, putting in more now than ever. I think a lot of it really depends on, you know, what you're trying to do with that system. You know, if it's going to be more expensive if you have just, you know, your basic, you know, 40 or 50 gallon water heater to try to go to a tankless, it can be done, but you may pay more. You know, tanklesses come in, you know, one, the room they save, you don't have this giant tank in your basement, and, you know, 40, 50 gallons, you know, if you've got, you know, a decent sized family, you run out of that water very quickly because you're, you know, you figure your average faucet user or shower uses 2.5 gallons of water per minute. So endless hot water is a really nice perk. So you just got to see, you know, what are your long-term goals? If you're going to be in that house for a long time, you know, sure. But if you're, you know, if you're only planning to, just to get by, then, you know, the heaters that are out there are very good just to stay with what you have. But
I respect so much what you're saying there, Dave, because you could make a lot more money if you went out and sold a whole bunch of tankless water heaters. But you're being honest and you're saying a lot of the existing water heaters, which are less expensive, will keep the homeowner just as happy.
Yeah, they'll serve the family.
Exactly. Exactly. Love that about Waterwork Plumbing. You're not going to sell somebody something they don't need.
No, we want to be the plumber that's going to come in and you know, give us a shot and we can fix that small little issue. And we want to be your plumber for forever. So, you know, no need to come in and hit a home run and, you know, just, you know, we just, we can help you with, you know, every situation, large and small. And be your plumber for years to come. You know that you
so
can
here's
depend
what we
on
suggest.
Actually, you know.
Here's what we suggest people do because you have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service. If somebody needs you, we want you to give out your contact information. We want people to write it down and put it on their refrigerator magnet in case they need you. What is your contact information, sir?
Absolutely. So Waterwork Plumbing is we're located in Ferndale. Our phone number is 248-542-8022. And our website is waterworkplumbing.com. And from there, we have just a wealth of information and some money-saving tips and coupons. So, you know, check us out.
And the great thing about your location is you're really close to the expressway, so you can get to places real quick. So if people hearing this think they may be a little too far, the best way to do it is to give you guys a call, and they'll be surprised how far your company goes.
Yes, as we've grown, we've gone further and further and further. You know, sometimes some of these cities, I'm like, where is that? You know, and you know, and we've been going. So, you know, that's you know, I think that's a good sign of growth.
It absolutely is, and I'll tell you guys, Waterwork Plumbing are such an easy referral for us because we know if we send you to a listener, you're going to take care of them. And Ken and I just love having someone like you that we trust so much.
For about the last 10 years, Waterwork Plumbing has been a team partner of the Inside Outside guys, and I can't think of one negative email, only emails praising you guys. Dave, in a couple seconds we have left, just a couple seconds, what can someone do out there right now? I know you said go and unscrew the outside hose, but what about the water? Should a homeowner touch their water heater? Should they drain it, or should they leave it alone, in your opinion?
I say leave it alone, and you know, if it's working fine, let it be. If you're concerned that maybe it's you know, making a popping noise or something like that, have us out. We can drain that down, see if we can alleviate that, but leave well enough alone.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for all you do for our listeners, Dave. We really appreciate it.
Great information. David Graylin from Waterwork Plumbing. You can find him at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. You know, Ken and I talk all the time about there's a difference between a company that learned how to do something and then did it for 40 years and a company that grows and learns and experiences new things every day. And Kearns Brothers Roofing is the company that grows and learns and figures out new ways to do things even better. So if you're looking at a roof, you should be looking at Kearns Brothers Roofing. And you, the listener, 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you during this next hour. It's going to go by fast.
So were your windows wide open yesterday?
No.
No?
I told you my bride doesn't.
She rules you, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. That's why I leave so often.
Your bride doesn't what, like fresh air?
It's funny because she'll be the first one to go sit on the couch on the back deck,
you know,
when the weather's nice and do all that stuff. And but as far as opening the windows in the house, she just it's weird. You know, she claims that her allergies are worse. And,
oh, that makes sense. Okay.
And if I thought mine were, I'd be the same way. But mine are bad no matter whether.
I'm lucky. I don't have any allergies. No one. My wife does have minor stuff, but no one in my family has any allergies. So yesterday I got home. That was the first thing I did. I cranked every window open that I could. I love to let the house breathe. Well, you know, we got.
I love it.
This time of year, everyone's going to start shutting down their house, and they're going to have two major issues. They're going to have either too much humidity in their house or not enough humidity in their house, you know. Did I tell you about my brother, how he didn't have enough humidity, and he bought this new sweater, and he walked somebody, and there was a charge. Yeah, electricity. Yeah, so he took it back, and he gave him one at no charge.
That's good. That's good. That was pretty quick, too. A lot of those go so long, you're trying to figure. That's good.
What's he talking about, right?
No charge. I got it. You know, one of the problems with opening the windows today, you said you mowed.
I mowed with my windows wide open.
You probably got a ton of dust in the house because of that. Mowing over those leaves puts so much stuff
in the air.
Just throwing that out there because people don't realize how much dust, call it what you will, detritus of dead leaves, whatever it is, that puts into the air.
Sure.
And if the windows are open, it will get in there. You'll notice your screens, you know, will be dirtier quicker if the sashes were thrown open and the screens were exposed to that. So just throwing that out
yesterday. Well, no, that didn't happen because I have such a small front yard and everything was blown towards the back, so I didn't have that issue. That being said, I ran over a lot of leaves yesterday. You and I were having a conversation. While I was mowing, I went back and forth over the leaves because they're great mulch.
I wear safety glasses, too. I have to. I have so many hanging trees, branches, pines, and willows. Plus, there's always wind blowing in my place.
You wear safety glasses as you mow?
Yeah. Because I will literally get so much stuff in my eyes.
Really?
From that stuff. Or I'll hit a hanging willow leaf. You know, I actually cut my eye one time years ago. And it's like, okay, enough of that.
See, no, I don't learn. I have to do it a few times before I learn.
It took me a few to get to that point. I have to be honest. But, yeah, heck yes, I do. I throw on a pair of glasses now, and I drive right through those trees without worrying about it. Ducking my head or closing my eyes.
And now is the time for you. Now would be the time, maybe in a month now, to cut some of those lower branches down. If you're going to start trimming your trees, wait till we get some really cold weather, and that's the time to start trimming them. Not now when you can still get some bugs that may infest that.
Yeah,
cut.
I mean, I've always used a pruning tar. I told you that. I keep a can of that. So I will be pruning the heck out of stuff in the next week while the weather's good. I'll have time to dry it out, cut it up, and burn it before the snow flies. But I'll use pruning tar.
Okay.
I've just always been a believer in that anyway. And if the leaves are off the tree, then the tree arguably is on its way to sleep, you know, to a winter slumber. Keep in mind, your pine trees don't actually ever really retire for the year. They just kind of slow down their metabolism in the wintertime. But I have found you can prune those pretty much any time of the year and, once again, use a pruning tar.
Agreed. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's go to the phones and talk to our buddy Greg from Shelby. How you doing, Greg? We're in your neighborhood yesterday. Greg, you didn't come by.
I know. Where were you?
Oh, come on. Mr. Positive's in the house. We're whereabouts in Shelby, the greatest city in the state? Where?
Well, you obviously didn't listen to us because we gave the address out.
No way.
Multiple times.
506-25
I'm at 24 in Shelby. No way. Oh, you guys. I cannot believe it.
There's a lot of people I would lie to, but you're not one of them.
Thank you. That's cute.
Short list there, pal.
hey, they canceled the surgery real quick. It's not tomorrow. It's November 28th. My surgeon had a death in the family. Oh my God. But real quick, when is the latest time that you can lay cement, drop cement? What temperatures? I got a couple people that listen to your show, and they're just afraid to call in to speak to you, handsome devils. So when is the latest time that you can lay cement in the season?
You can lay it all season long. It depends where you lay it, though.
Really?
You can't.
And if you protect it?
If you protect, I've poured concrete in every month of every year, probably every week of the year. If the ground's frozen, you can't do it. You can't pour on the ground if the ground's frozen.
Legally or ethically.
There you go. I've poured in 30-degree weather, and when we're done, we put what's called curing blankets over top of it. You can put plastic and hay over top of it, a lot of things. As long as the ground's not frozen,
okay,
you can pour.
Yeah, it's a thermal reaction that cures concrete anyway.
There you go.
So it generates some heat. So it takes a bare minimum of protection. Like Ken said, we'd break up bales of hay as a thermal insulation after the top was sufficiently cured, you know, so the hay wasn't going to...
But optimally, would it be better in the spring and summer, or are they all equal in when you can lay it down?
It's better in cooler, right now, damp weather.
Right now, today is a great day to lay concrete.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's probably 70 degrees.
Best of the year. No, because we have nice cool nights.
Yeah.
Okay, 70 degrees is a great time to pour concrete. But you don't want to pour at 80 degrees with the sun blasting. I mean, you can.
And the sun's at a lower angle. So the
sun's at
a
lower angle. Yep. If you pour it right now, if you had a new driveway poured right now, that thing's going to be curing for the next 4 or 5 months slowly.
And wonderfully.
Right, and wonderfully, yeah. Now's a great time to pour concrete.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you
calling,
Greg.
Love you both. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Greg. Good luck with
Greg,
the surgery.
We'll talk to Greg from Brighton when we get back from the break, along with taking your phone calls, any and all of your housing needs, 888-654-4897.
Hey, you and I both cut our grass a little shorter yesterday because we know that critters are going to look to approach your house and get into it through that thick grass if you got it.
Yeah, and if you have any of those stink bugs or those, what are the other ugly cartoons?
Box elders
all over your house, give Rove Pest Control a call. Give Rove Pest Control a call. They can come out. They can get rid of all those bugs, all those meeses. One call to Rove Pest Control.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We got so much information we can't share at all. We try to share additional information every Friday in the Homestyle section of the Detroit News. But let's be honest. They only give us like 700 words, right? Anybody that knows you and I knows we don't shut up. That's not enough.
Yeah, that's an issue, right, Chuck? 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Get you over 80 years. Get you over 80 years of combined housing experience. Let's talk to Greg from Brighton. Good morning, Greg. You're on with the guys on WJR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to get your opinion or get your thoughts on finding a contractor for a water leak. I called about a month ago, and you guys recommended a company that uses a laser to identify the leak, but they don't do the actual repair. So I know where the leak is coming from, but I can't seem to find somebody who's really reputable to do the physical flashing that needs to be done around the corner of a dormer window where we've got water coming in. And so I was wondering if you guys might recommend someone for Livingston County area.
Okay, so I'm guessing advanced infrared came out, and they shot it with their camera, and they discovered where it's coming from, and we need to get the flashing fix around the window. Who can we send?
Right, around the it's actually more of a siding problem. It's not the window itself, but it's where the J channel comes down and runs along that apron flashing. I think the water's coming down the J channel and it's kind of dumping into the corner of that dormer window. Into the room upstairs on the subfloor there, so it seems to be coming into that corner area.
Probably a good handyman service at this point. It's going to be really tough. Obviously, our roofers know how to do those things. Our good siding people know how to do those things, but they can't.
Those are small jobs for.
Yeah,
I've got one that may help here. How about the old Knowles Roofing. Linda from Knowles Roofing, they could do something like that. Her husband. You have a pen handy?
Linda from, you said Mills Roofing?
Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S, Knowles Roofing.
Oh, Knowles.
Yeah, her husband
okay.
does
Knowles
a lot of
roofing.
These small repair jobs, and this may be right up their alley.
Okay, cool. And where are they out of?
Auburn Hills, but they travel. And I can give you the phone number if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
810-335-0210. As a matter of fact, he went out to my sister's house not long ago and repaired the flashing on their chimney. So that's something that Bill would be willing to come out and take care of. Yeah, ask for Linda. Ask her to send her husband Bill out.
Yeah, thank you. All right, Bill. All right. So thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate your help.
No, thank you. We appreciate it, and you have our greatest empathy with regard to those leaks that are so hard to discover and cure.
Yeah,
they're brutal.
We appreciate your call, buddy. Thank you. You know, those are one of the biggest problems you and I have, Chuck, at the InsideOutsideGuys.com when we get emails are finding contractors that will do those small things. And we get emails with people who are very frustrated saying, nobody wants to help me.
Right.
And even Chuck and I have a hard time with those. And here's how I explain it to people. And I hate to be so blunt about it, but if a company's out there sending their crews to a job every day where they can make thousands of dollars, they can't send them to your house to repair flashing for a couple $100s. Oh. Unless you're willing to pay what they would make when they went out. And nobody will. And I don't blame them.
Well, and it's not just... It's not just that. It's the crews. I mean, he doesn't need a crew. He needs a person.
Exactly, yes.
And they are, most of our companies are literally, their labor forces are broken up into crews that work together to accomplish a specific thing. So that's probably as much a part of it as the money issue.
I agree with you. Okay, let's stay with the phones. Let's talk to Karen in Grosse Pointe. Good morning, Karen. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for your show. I've learned a lot. My question today is on a sump pump. I had a new one installed about 6 months ago, and probably 3 months ago, I noticed water collecting, and it seemed kind of high, like it should have triggered on. So I called the company to come look at it, and he manually released it to drain it, and he told me at the time, he said, well, if you're uncomfortable in the future, he didn't think it was excessively high, but he said, if you're uncomfortable and just want to check it, he said, just unplug it and plug it back in. And I've since done that, but it doesn't do anything. So is that a proper way to check it? Should I be concerned this thing isn't really functioning properly?
Yes, you should be. What type of sump is it? Is it a pedestal that is kind of on a post and the motor's up at the top out of the water? Is it that type, or is the whole thing down in the water?
I think it's up out of the water because he told me that I should be more concerned if it came up over the top of it.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. Yeah, that would be very concerning.
Oh, if it comes up that high, that means your weep tile all around your house are absolutely full of water and beyond. So you never want to see that if you can help it. If it's a pedestal type, I mean, that float should turn it on. Now, sometimes the pedestal gets slightly shifted toward one edge of the crock it sits in, and the float can't raise because it hits against the side of the crock, and then it won't trip the switch. But the best way to test that, the switch is literally up on top of the motor, on top of the float, the metal stem that float's attached to, is actually going through the switch on top of the motor. I mean, you could reach down and manually flip that switch gently up and down to see if it's functioning properly. Does that make sense or no?
It does, but to be honest, I don't like reaching down in there. So I was.
Well, you won't be reaching in the water if it's a pedestal.
Your method of unplugging it.
No, if it's a pedestal type, that's going to tell you if it's functioning properly, and it's very safe to do. We wouldn't suggest it if it wasn't. I mean, again, that the motor is out of the water, the switch is on top of the motor, and you can literally reach down and just go up and down with it without touching water, without getting wet, without jeopardizing your health, safety, or welfare.
So what about this idea that you unplug it and plug it back in and it should trip it?
I don't understand that at all. That makes no sense to us. Now, the water in the crock, where is it now? Is it below the drains? When you look down there, are they below the drains, or is it in the middle of the drains, or hopefully it's not above the drains? You follow what I'm saying? The holes that come in from the sides into the crock? Can you see those?
I don't see those.
Okay.
I'll be honest, what you want to do. I've never lived in a home with a sump pump before, so I've only been here years. So I've been uber sensitive about it, trying to make sure I don't have a failure.
We'd call Waterwork Plumber. They go out to your area. We just had them on just a little while ago. They'll give you the right advice, no doubt. But also, if you wanted to send us an email about your issue, we'll send you an email back. Then take a couple pictures of it and email the pictures over to us, and we'll tell you what we think that way, okay?
And we'll throw one other thing out after the break here. That's a possibility.
Okay. We appreciate your call, Karen. We'll talk to Don when we get back, and also take your calls at 888-654-GUYS.
You know, Ken and I talk all the time about hiring a single professional contractor to handle multiple things that are going on in your home, multiple projects. You need somebody that's good at design, good at budgeting, good at planning, good at specifying, and someone expert at the build-out, and we've got one company that does it all.
We do, and you can go look at their showroom and all their products on Van Dyke between 16 and 17 mile, and of course, we're talking Kopke Remodeling and Design.
Yeah, baby. Hey, you only got another half hour today, though.
That's today.
Time goes by.
That's today.
Too fast.
It does. But
24/7. But
the InsideOutsideGuys.com. Any questions anyone has? And listen, if you're
regarding housing.
You know what? We actually this week
or 7-Eleven.
This week we got an email from somebody that I think they wanted your personal phone number because they thought you sounded handsome. And we'll get an email like that every once in a while.
Well, let's be honest. I'm not. I'm hard to live with. Let me think. What else?
Only thing you're good for is changing a light bulb, right?
You know, I'm good at taking care of people I love. Luckily, I don't have to take care of too many. But that's about all I'm good for.
It kind of makes me feel better.
Makes you flutter?
No, it makes you feel better. I got some, no matter what happens to my wife, she'll always be there for me.
I'll
right?
be there for you.
Of course you will. Sure you will, Chuck. Sure, hey, if you're listening to our voice, you're in the state of Michigan. I remind you, if you have any foundation issues whatsoever, any basement waterproof issues whatsoever, Foundation Systems of Michigan covers the entire state of Michigan from the tip of the mitten all the way down. And they're the largest foundation and basement waterproofing company in the country. So if you have an issue, make sure you give Foundation Systems of Michigan a call. You can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
You've heard Dale King on with us.
Yes.
Dale is kind of like the chief cook and bottle washer in the engineering department, even though they have other specialists that he works in conjunction with. And he's just an earthy, easy-to-talk-to guy that will make it clear they're not a one-size-fits-all company. They have various solutions depending on what your issues are. And we love having them on board with us. And you're right. They'll go anywhere in the state.
Absolutely. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines wide open. You want some questions? Get them in now like Don did. Hey, Don, you're on with the guys.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good, sir. How's things going?
Oh, fine, except for a little water issue at a house up north. Two-story, shallow well pump. You turn on first floor outside hose, outside or anything, first floor, forget being upstairs and having any water pressure. So we know where the pipe or the hose goes out the side wall, but we don't know how far outside, so we can't find the point. Someone said you can pour some type of acid down to unclog the point. Not sure what to do.
Okay, you don't even know where the well itself is, correct?
Not the point. I know where the pump is. The pump's inside the crawl space, but not the point
sure.
itself. Correct.
Yeah, the pressure tank and pump are inside the crawl, but you don't know where the actual
correct.
Hole in the ground is with the point in
correct.
The pipe leading down.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It
you
was
know,
in
days
put
gone
in
by,
50 years ago,
people would shoot 2x4s or 2x4s, 22s, 2x4s, 22s down there.
Firecrackers. Yeah, they'd drop them down there.
Drop them down. What will happen is the point literally is a conical shaped piece of stainless steel that's got a bunch of holes in it, and the water comes in
yep.
through that up the pipe,
yep.
and it can get calcification. It can
plugged
get
up.
Iron. Yeah, it can get plugged up. Whereabouts is the house?
Beaver Island.
Oh, okay.
Way up north.
You know who you might talk to in Petoskey is Corthace Well Drilling.
Okay.
Ed Corthace, his son's running it now. They're right on, is it 31 that runs up right there? It's K-O-R, Corthace.
Okay.
Got it. K-O-R-T-H-A-S-E.
And great people. They serve a real big geographical area. You might also check with the State of Michigan website and see if there's a well record on that, or the local health department up there, the county health department, to see if there's any kind of well record for that. Now, there probably isn't if it's 50 years old, but it's worth a phone call because they would have it physically located on the property then, too. Have you looked at your title work on the property?
I have not. It's been in the family for many years,
okay.
so there's no need to do anything like that.
Gotcha. The only other thing I can think of, a well driller could probably locate it because they will use literally metal detectors, because the pipe is actually protecting the water source in that well in the ground can typically be located using the same thing you might, a sophisticated version of what you might use on the beach
yeah.
to find,
okay.
you know, rings and watches and that kind of thing. But yes, you can clean that, maybe, or they might have to pull that point out and put a new point on it, depending on, you know, how bad the water issue is.
Yeah, I was told that, but in my mind, if it's a shallow well under 20 feet down, and we find where the well is, couldn't you just drive one right next to it versus pulling the old one up and...
Legally,
like to drive a new one.
You could.
Legally,
I can
do it, but I can't. No one else can touch it. Or no.
Yeah, but it also has to be deeper than 20 feet.
Okay.
There's some state regulations on that to make sure that you're bringing, hopefully, arguably potable water on Beaver Island. You're probably well into the water table of Lake Michigan, so that's probably not
an
issue. But you might have some heavy rock there, too. Might have some rock formation that makes it tough to drive a well. You might still need to drill a well. But you're right. Yeah, absolutely. If you put a new one in, put a 6-inch, they're going to, do 4 to 6 to 8 inch diameter, depending on your demands and your needs and what gear they have. And that might be the cheapest, best alternative for you to serve you over the next 2 or 3 generations using that property.
Wouldn't someone like Corthace Well Drilling, wouldn't they have the knowledge to try to get the information that he could get from the city or the county any quicker?
Maybe it's either going to be
maybe give them
state.
A call, give them a call and see if they can help run that ball with you a little bit. Do you need a number for them?
No, I got it down, Corthace.
Okay, yeah, I would leave to the professionals.
They're good people. They really are. Yeah, give them a call. See if they do you any good. Stay in touch with us.
Appreciate it. Thank
yeah.
you.
You're
absolutely.
Welcome. You're welcome. Think he was driving?
I think he was. I'm trying to think. A buddy of ours that was the chief lobbyist for the Michigan Association of Home Builders for years.
Mr. Lee Schwartz?
That retired. He was Lee's boss for a number of years, but they have a place on Beaver Island and have had it for decades. and I can't think, Lynn Egbert. I meant to ask Don, if you're still listening, if you know Lynn Egbert or the Egbert family up there. Yeah.
Beaver Alley is the extreme east side of the UP.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm trying to think there's a group of islands that are proximate to that, but if you hold your palm up, it's off to the north and east, and it's a big island. It's a big island right out in Lake Michigan, and there's a community on the island. It's been inhabited for decades, if not hundreds of years. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay, boy, that's a. Yeah, I was thinking Drummond.
Oh,
boy,
no,
Beaver
no,
Island.
No.
You can't get there besides a plane and a boat, can you?
Yeah,
yeah, that's
exactly.
That's quite a ways off. I got you.
Yeah. Our buddy Jack Nolan up in Traverse City used to go out there, and they may still do some fishing around those islands out there.
Interesting.
They leave West Bay and go out into the big water.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, yesterday we saw Victor's replace that roof, and what a wonderful thing, that giveaway. You don't understand, everyone. He doesn't have to do any of this.
No, he doesn't.
Any of our team partners don't have to do any of this, but the person they gave away roof to yesterday, Matt Asper.
What a cool couple.
What a great couple. And what I loved about him, if you didn't have a chance to listen to it, please go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and listen to yesterday's broadcast, because this is a couple just last April, Matt was trimming a tree.
They were a dual-income family, normal yep. life, empty nesters.
Yep. And he's cutting the tree, cutting a branch, and once it cut, it came down and knocked his ladder out from underneath him. 11-foot fall, he said.
11-foot.
Broke 4 vertebrae and has been in a wheelchair ever since. And I want to make sure we bring this up to people, because Chuck and I, it's funny because you remember Chuck and I stopped riding motorcycles, what, about 5-6 years ago? And basically because we got to the age where it wasn't worth taking the chance anymore for Chuck or I.
Wasn't worth the risk.
Every time we went out, I would see people on their phones, texting, everything else. It's like, okay, stop. But I remember I used to always say to you and my friends, don't lose concentration. You lose concentration when you put yourself in a dangerous situation, and getting on a ladder and getting on a motorcycle are both potentially dangerous situations.
Ladders.
You have to keep your concentration 100% of the time. Stop and take a look. What is the worst case? If I get up on that ladder, what's the worst case scenario that can happen to you? Don't. Matt's going to tell you, don't take a chance on doing that. I mean, that's something that Chuck, you... Most guys, okay, hey, grab chainsaw, fire it up, jump up, zip, and your life's changed forever. Please take your time. Think about what you're doing before you start a home improvement project.
You and I were listening to Matt, and please take this the right way if we don't say it the right way.
I like we said it.
He fell down 11 feet.
Yeah.
And you and I looked at each other, and in our history in the trades, sadly, we have fallen greater distances than
yep.
that several times. And been able to walk away, and I laid in bed last night thinking about Matt and his wife, Anna. Just yeah. God bless them.
Then thank God for Victor's yeah. roofing, for giving him a whole new roof. Take your phone calls. When we get back and break, 888-654-GUYS. Chuck, we always say, if you want to capture more space, up, out, or down?
Down.
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 If you have no matter how, let's say it, nasty you think your basement may be, Basements Plus could come in and make it not nasty, make it dry, make it safe, make it healthy, and then refinish a beautiful new basement. Of course, again, buy Basements Plus.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, during the week, guys at InsideOutsideGuys.com will get us any messages, right?
Yep, or Messenger on Facebook will do it as well.
Or guys at ISOSG.com.
We'll get you.
Wow.
Keep going.
I can't. I'm out of, that's it. That's all I got.
That's it.
But I got to tell you, for all those people that don't wipe down the glass in their shower stalls and tub surrounds like you and I.
Come on, you're going to get down on our listeners again, Chuck.
Everyone, for the new listeners that have
never heard us, if you mix up a little, you and I do most of the cleaning in our houses, right?
Yep.
Vacuuming, dishes, laundry.
God, we do. I hope my wife's not listening.
I know. Nah, they're still asleep. If you take a little magic potion here that Ken and I have for you, it'll clean that glass. Right?
Yes.
Yep. 2 cups of distilled water. Distilled water means there are no impurities in it, right? You can buy a gallon of it for, what, $1?
The minerals.
At a Kroger or whatever. Yep. 1/2 cup of white vinegar, 1/3 cup of rubbing alcohol, and 2 drops of Dawn. You don't shake it because it Dawn's in there. Those 2 drops of Dawn dish detergent are in there. You just kind of...
Can you stir it at least?
You can stir it and mix it up. But put it in a spray bottle, a clean spray bottle dedicated to that type of thing. Spray it on your glass. Let it run down the glass for a bit. And unless you've got just years of accumulated heavy minerals, whatever's on there will wipe off.
How does it work for windows?
Most of those are glass anymore, aren't they?
I know. People are going,
nobody
I
likes
hate people laughing at their own jokes.
I know, exactly. No, because it's awful hard for me to wash a window without leaving streaks. It drives me crazy.
It does me, too.
So the distilled water makes sense because that means there's nothing in there, no minerals, nothing in there.
Actually, raw white vinegar.
Well, there you go.
With a really good squeegee.
Yep.
It's probably as good as you're going to get. It's funny, for my cars, I buy the wipes, and that's basically what's in those. It leaves them spotless.
Rain-X. I like the Rain-X wipes.
Newspaper is still a great way to polish. Old newspaper, after you've cleaned, to literally rub the glass with it to polish it up. And who'd have thought? Whoever thought of newspaper? Must have been somebody that couldn't find a rag or a roll of paper towels anywhere.
You're right.
But we'll post that on Facebook. It's a good cleaner to have around the house. I mean, you can use it safely on tile, ceramic tile, grout. Yeah. Good recipe. Distilled vinegar works really well on a lot of grout stains. Not all of them, but on a lot of them.
Cool. Hey, can I give my bi-yearly PSA?
Your bi-yearly PSA. Okay.
What do I always talk about in springtime people shouldn't do? Every year I talk about they should not do, Chuck.
I don't know. You ramble so much.
Leave the turtles alone. All right? That's what I always say in the springtime. If they're in the road, leave them alone. Let nature take its course. This is the time of year we are coming up on, everybody, where you really have to. I was driving with a good friend of mine who's a giant hunter. He's been to Alaska many times.
Churches? You said giant. I'm trying to think.
He's a big,
big
guy, but this guy is now a friend of mine. He's 84 years old. He's hunted everywhere. We're driving down the road, and I said, you know what, Tom? What's I think is crazy is that you and I, at your age, mice, have never hit a deer because we put ourselves in the deer woods. And he said, no, it's not crazy, Kenny, because when you and I go into those woods, we're always aware. And he's right. There are times where I'll drive down a 2-lane highway in the middle of the night while I'll literally drive over the yellow line because I'm not going to swerve when I see a deer. You've done that too?
Oh, I do all the time.
Please tell your kids. I think last year, 2 years ago, someone on the east side was driving one way on a 2-lane highway. A deer came out. They hit that deer. It flew into the other car coming the opposite way's windshield and killed that person.
Oh, Lord.
Just watch out for deer. Tell your kids, tell everyone you know, this is the time of year where the mating season is going to start over the next month, and they are going to be ready. My wife and I went for a 5-mile drive last week to pick up a pizza. We saw 6 different deer cross the road in that small, and that was a week ago.
What time of day?
It was. They're going to move most obviously at dusk and dawn.
Yep.
Dusk and dawn there, and it was coming up on dark. So
yeah.
That's another time to be more aware. But when the rut starts, when the breeding season starts, it's not going to matter what time of day it is. They're going to run right out in front of that car. So please be careful, because Chuck, when I used to work down in the city all the time, I never saw a deer. I never saw a coyote. There are deer everywhere in the city now.
Yeah, they truly are everywhere, and most people do not drive beyond their hood of their car.
You're right.
You know, right. Drive, be long-sighted and wide-sighted. That's probably, if you could practice that, that's probably the best thing you can do to protect yourself and your family.
And when you go slow, that's why I don't understand tailgaters. When you tailgate somebody, you, if there is an accident, you give yourself so much less reaction time if something happens when you're riding up on somebody. Same thing when you're driving to those deer woods. Take your time. Go slow. Don't be in a hurry. The slower you go, the more reaction time you're going to have. And I said it a minute ago, do not swerve for deer. If you have to, hit the deer, but try to do it going as slow as possible.
So it is scary.
That's our public service announcement to the inside outside.
No, I respect that, and we don't want to lose any of our listeners.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
A stupid
thing
like that.
It's like in the springtime, I always tell people, I've seen people get out on a busy highway that's to try to save a turtle. And I don't do it. It's not worth your life. It's just not worth it. People, I had a lady call me a really bad name one time because I looked at her and said, "Ma'am, it's a turtle. It's not worth your life." So that's it for the day. Okay, another PSA. When you email the Inside Outside guys during the week, we will always answer your emails. Sometimes we get a little backed up. It may take us a few days. So we really, really appreciate your patience. And right now we are all caught up on our emails.
I know. So, good feeling.
Yeah, it is a good feeling. So during the week, if you need anything for your house, go to InsideOutsideGuys.com, click on Ask a Question, and we will get back to you. And that means if you've heard something during the show and you're driving down the road, you do not have to try to write it down. If you email the Inside Outside Guys, we promise we will get back. And people do that a lot. You had so-and-so on a couple weeks ago talking about this.
We love it.
We do. We do. That's the way it's supposed to work.
It is. And it's worked well for us for 15 years, and we anticipate that it'll be another 15 at least. So, yeah, keep the cards and letters coming.
Yes, absolutely.
We have a lot of fun with that. Also, you know, when we get a lot of a particular question, we know that that's kind of your sign to us that we're supposed to deal with that during the show. So we'll try to find a guest that's an expert. We'll try to do an article in the Detroit News Homestyle section specific to that topic. Anything like that.
Dave Graylin from Waterwork Plumbing mentioned earlier about people keeping their hoses attached. A lot of people still don't have that frost-free bib out there at their hose site. So it's very important that you take those hoses off and go out and buy a little foam. You know, we don't know what kind of winter this could be. It could be a winter of 2013. It could be the winter of 2019. Two totally different extremes. Go buy one of those foam covers and put it. Doesn't hurt one bit. They cost about $3. Put it over top of your outside hose bib.
Yep.
Just one more thing that will make sure that you don't get that moisture in there. Also, if you look where that hose bib goes into the house, is there foam around it? Is there caulk around it? Any penetrations you have going into your house, whether it's your dryer vent, around it should be caulked and sealed with a good product. Agreed?
I like that.
All right.
I like it.
Let's thank Victor's Roofing More Time for yesterday. That was a great time. We always love being a part of that stuff.
That was.
And Matt Asper, I think when we do National Safety Ladder Week, my thought is we get a hold of Matt Asper and we have him on and have people remind what happened to Matt as well. Okay, you need anything for your house during the week, and we need anything. If you're building a new house or you just need some advice, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, click on Ask the Guys, and we will get back to you an answer. In the meantime, from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence. If you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Dave Rieger, thank you. And you, the listener, thank you so much. Bye-bye.